BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is The Death of David and Joab.
Before David died, he gave Solomon instructions on how he should rule as king. Walk in the ways of God's commandments, and you'll be successful. Kill Joab when the time is right. He murdered two commanders of Israel, Abner, Saul's commander, and Amasa, his cousin. Both of these men trusted him because it was a time of peace. Shimei begged for mercy, and I said he could live. Deal with him according to your wisdom. Soon after that, David died, and they buried him in Jerusalem. He had been king for 40 years. Later, Adonijah asked Bathsheba to beg her son to let him have David's nurse as his wife. When she did, Solomon was shocked. This is the same as asking if he could be made king. This request cost Adonijah his life. Joab knew that his time had come, so he went to the tabernacle and grabbed the horns of the altar. Solomon had him killed there. Solomon then called for Shimei. You're to live in Jerusalem and not leave this city for the rest of your life. If you leave, you'll die. Shimei agreed to this and lived in Jerusalem for 3 years. One day, two of his slaves ran away, so Shimei went after them and brought them back. Solomon had him brought in and killed. So Solomon established himself as king of Israel.
Join us at our annual Christian Storytelling Conference. For more information, go to ChristianStorytelling.com.